Scripture reading this evening will be from the English Standard Version, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. Thank you. You may be seated.
Good evening, church. Wow, it's really nice to have that. For those of you who don't know, David and myself have been covering Sunday evenings for quite some time now. And I have to admit, it's a little strange to preach to a full building. Or, say full. It's just nice to see faces again, right? So, for those of you who don't know, I have been covering a little bit of 1 Timothy. In fact, I started, I think it was 2 weeks ago now. And I only got about halfway through it. So, we're actually going to finish 1 Timothy chapter 1 this evening. And we're going to be starting in verse 12. And before we get into it, I think this section in 1 Timothy 1 is really cool. Because we get a little bit of Paul's testimony. And something that I find interesting that Paul does is that he acknowledges that he's a sinner. I don't know why, but I find that really interesting. I really enjoy that. It kind of helps me feel better when I know that I'm not perfect. And it reminds me that I still have work to do. And I think it's really cool that Paul, even at this point in his life, is acknowledging where he came from and where he is thanks to the grace of God. So why don't we go ahead and get started? If we look here in 1 Timothy 1, beginning in verse 12, it says, I thank him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because he judged me faithful, appointing me to his service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be the honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Paul tells us about his sins. He does something pretty interesting. He calls himself the foremost of sinners. That's kind of strange, isn't it? To be the foremost of sinners, chief of sinners, as some translations call it. I don't think a lot of Christians like to acknowledge where they came from. I know it's a time in my life that I'm not proud of. But something I understand is that if it wasn't for Christ, I wouldn't be standing here before you today. I think it's important to remember where we came from. And we can see how Paul is demonstrating his faith, understanding that Paul himself could not make that change. It had to come from Jesus. Now Paul can be the leader that Christ has called him to be. And Paul doesn't take credit for what happens here. He doesn't take credit for this change. He gives it to God. Which is pretty amazing, I think. Paul is a really great example here. And he understands that it's Christ. Christ. If we continue on in verse 18, finishing off the chapter here, beginning in verse 18, it says, "This charge I entrust to you, Timothy, my child, in accordance to the prophecy, with the prophecies previously made about you, that by them you may, you may wage the good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience. By rejecting this, some have made shipwreck of their faith, among of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have handed over to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme." So here in this last little section, we see Paul instructing Timothy to keep on fighting the good fight, to keep the faith, and to keep a clear conscience. That's pretty cool. I always love studying Paul because Paul is so encouraging. He also kind of tells us how it is at times, but he's very encouraging. And so Paul telling Timothy to fight the good fight, to continue preaching the gospel, teaching sound doctrine, as mentioned before, he also gives Timothy a bit of a warning that straying from this leads to shipwrecked faith. Have we seen shipwrecked faith before? I think we have. I've seen some of it. It's hard. But it can happen. And I think the reason for Paul bringing this up and mentioning this to Timothy is, one, to give him an example that, yes, it can happen. And he mentions two folk who it happens to, this Hymenaeus and Alexander. They've allowed their faith to become shipwrecked. They've strayed away from Jesus. And I think it's also a little bit so Timothy doesn't get discouraged when these things happen. Because these things can happen, as unfortunate as it is. Making mention of the two that have abandoned their faith in Jesus, they've allowed their faith to become shipwrecked, and Paul mentions these individuals. He uses the phrase, has given them up to Satan. Again, I think it's so Timothy doesn't get discouraged. And I think this can be important for us. When we share our faith, when we're open and honest about who we believe in, how we live our lives, it can be tough when people reject Christ. It feels like they're rejecting us. But in actuality, they're rejecting Christ. Which is all the more heartbreaking, knowing that Jesus went to the cross for them. But I think this is important for us because we can't lose faith. We have to keep fighting the good fight. We have to keep the faith. We have to keep the good conscience. And I hope that we can remember this throughout our week, not just on Sundays and not just on Wednesdays. I hope this study is at least sounding interesting. I really enjoy studying Timothy, anything from Paul, honestly. And I hope you guys will continue to study with me. Thank you.